Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we live in the age of participation trophies. Everybody has to get a trophy, and everybody has to be a winner. That's one of the things that's being pushed today. We don't want to leave anyone out. We want to include everyone. We want to make everyone feel like a winner. Of course, when you make everyone feel like a winner, there is nothing to strive for. Everyone feels like a winner. They don't have to do their best. They don't have to absolutely try to excel. And that philosophy doesn't work in business. Because in business, unfortunately, there are winners and there are losers. Someone wins the contract, somebody loses the contract. Someone makes a profit, somebody loses money. We don't want to be in a situation of just participating and struggling along and just, you know, making a living. Because if you're going to be in business and you're going to put up with everything that you have to put up with every single day, it's important to make money. If you're not making a profit, if you're not doing well, then why in the world would you go through all the trouble and all the stress and all the long hours and all everything that you risk? So doing a good job in business isn't exceptional. It's normal. We have to create a culture in our business that people believe that they just can't get by, that we want them to participate. We want them to use their brains. We want them to excel. We want them to do the best they can. We want them to think. And it starts with you, the CEOs, presidents, or business owners. You have to listen to your employees. You have to encourage them to have conversations. You have to encourage them to go to the next step. You have to encourage them and give them the freedom to do things. And every once in a while, they'll make a mistake. And when they make that mistake, you don't bring a ton of bricks down on their head. You say, it was a mistake. Learn from the mistake and let's move on. If we are going to succeed and if we are going to beat the competition and if we are going to be better than the next business and if we are going to carve out our share of the marketplace, we need to be in a position of understanding that you, the CEO, president, or business owner, can't just do a good job. You have to do an exceptional job. You have to learn what's not working. You have to pay attention. You have to listen. You have to understand what you don't understand. You have to show people that there's more than just showing up every single day. You have to inspire them. You have to be in a position where you turn around and you go, I will lead the way by being exceptional. I will pursue excellence every single day. And that doesn't mean there aren't times where you will not fail or you will not get something done right, but basically, your mantra, your saying that you say every single day is, we will prevail, we will learn, we will understand who the customer is, who the client is, we will understand what they need, we will serve them, we will give them what they need, and we will leave no stone unturned to make sure that we're taking care of the people that we do business with. And in turn, you have to take care of the people that you do business with. And who is that? That's your employees, your coworkers. They have to understand that you're there for them, that you're going to make their life better, that you're going to do everything that you can possibly do to give them the kind of life that they deserve because they're going to work hard for you and be exceptional employees. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.